Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Do you know why we pray in the name of Jesus? Why we use His name when we pray? Why we can use His mighty name to tear down the strongholds of the enemy, including the coronavirus? You're probably familiar with this promise that Jesus gave His disciples right before ascending to heaven and sitting at God's right hand. And these signs will follow those who believe. In My name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Mark 16:17-18. Jesus Himself encourages us to pray in His name. God gave Jesus the name that is above all names. God didn't grant this to anyone else, not even an angel. The Bible says that the Son of God ranks supremely higher than anyone, even the angels. God never said to an angel, "You are My Son." He never said to an angel, "I will be to you a father, and you shall be to Me a son." Hebrews 1:5. In fact, the angels bow down to and worship Jesus. They are God's servants, and Jesus is God. His royal power endures forever. God never said to an angel, "Come, sit at My right hand," but He did say it to Jesus. Do you see, my friend? Jesus is far more important than all the angels in heaven's armies. His name is above all. I encourage you to pray in the mighty name of Jesus today, because as this song proclaims, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. You'll find the link for this song in today's email. May you see the miracles of God today as you pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.